This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. On Monday, Browns senior editor Vic Carucci sat down with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon of the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, along with Tom Withers of the Associated Press, to recap Sunday's game against the Colts. Here's a listen to part of that interview.
Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
We've assembled the roundtable. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon, the analyst on the Browns Radio Network, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. I don't know where to start, Jim. I'm going to leave it to you. Where do we start on this one?
Well, I mean, it's a very disappointing loss. Yeah. I just always felt that the Browns were a step behind Indianapolis all day long. And, you know, maybe I just think the Colts might have surprised the Browns a little bit at their readiness and at the way they went at the game. You know, and they certainly went at it with the running game. I mean, I think that we thought that that their guy would be throwing 70 times in the ball game. I mean, really, those were what the trend showed us.
You know, these quarterbacks played well.
They were not rookies. They looked like a classic
1980s Jim Kelly, yeah. Bernie Kosar, or Jim Kelly, Steve Young kind of shoot. I use Kelly because I covered him during those days. But, you know, that kind of shootout, Elway, whoever. And I'm not putting those guys in those categories quite yet, but that was impressive. I thought Brandon Whedon plays the cleanest game he's played, the smartest game he's played.
Jimmy and I were just talking about that down in the locker room. I thought it was the best game of the season for him, Vic. I agree with you 100%. Some unbelievable throws. I thought the touchdown pass to Gordon. There's about three quarterbacks in the league who can throw that ball.
So we look at the defense, and it generally doesn't do a horrendous job against Luck. I mean, they three sacks and forced a fumble from him. So I just wonder if it's an either-or kind of thing with this defense. What's lacking? Is it the fact that, again, you don't have Phil Taylor in there, you don't have Chris Gokong in there? Is it that simple? Or shouldn't we be expecting, again, the young people who are in place of those guys to also keep stepping up their game?
Yesterday, I clearly felt, boy, it would be great to have Ruben, who tried to give it a go and then couldn't yesterday, and it would really be great to have Phil Taylor. Yesterday, that barked out at me that those two guys were missing in the middle, because I thought Hughes and I thought Wynn had a really tough time inside there. I thought the kid Kitchen played okay when he got in there, but I did notice that yesterday, Vic.
There's been a lot of discussion, Doug, about the 4th-and-1 decision. So after the drop by Gordon, and initially the Browns are going to go for it, and then the timeout's taken, and they reconsider and punt it. As you looked at the play, as you looked at that situation, were you all systems go for it, or what were you thinking?
Well, I think offensive linemen always say, you know, let's go because, you know, we can make it. And I would have, if they would have went for it, I'd have been in favor. You know, the fact that they didn't, I understand it, because Pat said we'd get the ball back, and they did.
Some things happened on special teams that were, of course, troubling. The most troubling is Reggie Hodges dropping that placement. It's something that's automatic, something he does, as he said, a million times, and it didn't work out. More troubling than that, too, or as troubling, I guess, were the penalties. Two on Raven Trone, which I say troubling because watching the replays, I didn't really see
where
those
borderline, aren't they?
Yeah.
And actually, Coach Shermer said today he'd like to get some clarification on a couple of those calls. Right. But, yeah, just when the special teams started being impactful over the last couple of weeks, you know, a big setback here. Never allowed Cribs to get the kind of return that they desperately needed. And, boy, that one point, you know, Jimmy and I, we've talked about this, too, in the past. That one point, then you're chasing that point
all
game.
It's amazing, yeah.
And that changes the entire dynamic of the fourth quarter, because then you're possibly looking at a game-tying field goal instead of being down 4 points.
All right, that's the roundtable, guys. Thank you so much. Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network, the play-by-play voice, Doug Deacon, his partner in the radio booth, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Guys, we'll reconvene this thing next week and take a look at what happened against the Chargers.
Browns fans, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. The all-inclusive game day package includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Pepsi products, 4 game programs, and 1 parking pass for home games versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Prices start at just $199. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 to purchase today.